Welcome to Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. This podcast is designed for financial advisors and agency leaders to level up their skills through proper mindsetting so they can help more Filipino families. With over 20 years of experience, Coach Ron C., Coach Jeff Luspo, and Professor Cy De La Torre specializes in closing techniques, tax strategies, and tax compliance. If you want to become a master closer, then this show is for you.
All right. So we're very excited. I think we have a very very nice topic today. Yan. I'm sure marami tayong matututunan tonight. Tama ba, coaches?
Yeah, excited na ako.
And it's very interesting, Professor Cy, tsaka Coach Ron, yung topic natin, because we always get these types of questions. How do I approach the cold market? Paano nga ba? Diba? Very, very important yan. Yan, mag-share tayo ng whiteboard. Kasi ganito ang nangyayari, guys, when it comes to the different target market. Okay, meron kasi tayong four types of market. The first type of market ay yung tinatawag nating the warm market. Sino tong warm market na to? Ito, guys, yung coaches, yung mga tinatawag nating mga KKK. Ano ba yung mga examples ng KKK natin, Professor Cy, tsaka Coach Ron?
Yan yung kaibigan, kapitbahay, kalaguyo.
Kapamilya, kapuso, kapatid.
Pamilya pala ko, pamilya ko.
Yan yung warm market natin. Meron din tayong tinatawag na referral market. Okay. Ano ba tong referral market? Sino ba tong mga to? Ito, yung mga KKK ng KKK mo. Diba? Nire-refer sa atin. And then the third type of market, yung tinatawag nating the stranger's market. Okay? Ano naman tong stranger's market na to? Ito yung mga the people that you meet in person. People you meet. So Starbucks, sa escalator, elevator, nakapila sa grocery, ATM machine, kasabay mo kung saan-saan, yung nakikita mo in person. And then the fourth type of market is yung tinatawag nating the cold market. Yan. So marami tayong mga different strategies on how to do it, pero nandun pa rin yung tanong. Ito yung pinaka tinatanong natin. How do we approach the cold market? Paano ba tayo magkaroon ng unlimited? Kasi nandito yung unlimited leads natin eh.
Yeah.
You will never run out of clients pag marunong kang mag-tap ng cold market.
Especially Coach.
Especially, Coach, ahead.
When we realize that our Facebook account is limited to 5,000 friends.
Friends lang. Oo nga, may limit
5,000 friends. So yun yung limitation mo doon, di ba? So ibig sabihin, the cold market is so wide. It's so, di ba? Yung reach mo dyan is, again, unlimited. Remember, araw-araw merong pinapanganak. Araw-araw merong mga tao na kailangan ng insurance. So, sa marami talaga yan.
Oo, tsaka Coach Ron, tsaka Professor Cy, hindi naman lahat ng financial advisors nag-a-add ng friend doon sa kanilang Facebook account.
Facebook, diba?
Yeah. Usually ako, Coach, nagbabawas ako para magkapagdagdag. Hindi, nag-a-add sa akin.
Na-reach mo na yung limit mo, Coach Ron,
Ginagawa ko, guys, para lang alam po ninyo, pag nawala kayo sa friends list ko, ibig sabihin, isang taon na, hindi ka pa nag-ABC. So, tatanggalin na kita.
Ayun, tama. You're just, kumbaga, ang tawag natin doon, you are just a matter, eating up space.
Now, syempre, how do we tap the cold market? Ano ba yung mga approaches na pwede natin gawin? It's actually a strategy that you can do. At itong strategy na to can be duplicated. Tama ba, Professor Cy, tsaka Coach Ron?
Yes.
So yun ang gagawin natin. So we have a very special guest for tonight who will enlighten us the why. Okay? Why do we need to tap the cold market? What's going to be the advantage of tapping the cold market? And magastos ba siya? Mas makakatipid ka ba? And does it really work? Yan. So let me introduce our guest speaker for tonight, in special guest natin for tonight in tonight's show. Itong guest, special guest natin, OFW yan dati.
Okay.
Grabe. Nakipagsapala rin yan sa ibang bansa para lang masuportahan niya yung kanyang family. So, 8 years siya na nagstay sa Singapore, nagtrabaho sa Singapore para makipagsapalaran as an IT engineer. Grabe, matalino pala to. Oo, matindi, di ba? So, IT engineer siya, 8 years siya nandun. And then finally, umuwi siya dito sa Philippines at nung pag-uwi niya, na-discover niya yung the world of financial planning. And she joined one of the top life insurance companies in Asia. And ang pinakamaganda dyan, she's also one of the top performers sa kanyang unit, sa kanyang branch. And she's now sharing a lot of her techniques sa ABC community dun sa gustong matuto, dun sa kanyang na-discover na strategy. Okay? Without further ado, she's also an ABC graduate and now an ABC coach and mentor. Without further ado, please welcome our special guest, Coach Ava De Vega Manlogan. Fantastic.
Coach Ava, good evening. Good evening. Thank you.
Hello,
Coach
everybody.
Ava.
Hello, coaches. Hello, Prof. Sai. Thank you so much for the makapagbagdamdaming introduction. Grabe naman yung talagang sinuong eh, no? Hello, everyone. Good evening. So, we are live tonight. My name is Ava and I'm the coach of the ABC Masterclass, the Code Leads Generation Blueprint.
Yan. And Coach Ava, the reason why ikaw ang special guest natin because kilala ka na sa industry as someone who's an expert when it comes to tapping the cold market. Now, the question is, why is it important for a financial advisor na matap niya yung cold market? What's the logic behind that? Go ahead, Coach Ava.
Kasi, first and foremost, the cold never bothered me anyway. Kumanon pa talaga.
Paling talaga. No, no. I love it. Talaga ABC coach ka talaga, no? Talaga you know how to get our attention, ha?
The cold never bothered me anyway. Well, we are in the industry right now who has already embraced the digital platform, diba? So we have the opportunity to reach anyone, anywhere, anytime, diba? Sa buong Pilipinas, all right? So swimming into the code market is very important. Kasi syempre, hindi ka naman pwede mag-localize lang dyan sa kapitbahay mo eh. Kasi you cannot get out of your house, di ba? Hindi ka naman pwede na lumabas ng freely ngayon at this time. So, yung code market is basically very important kasi there are a lot of families already out there, di ba? Families who are already ready to look for what are the essentials of life, di ba? Hindi na sila yung bibili ng luxury. I mean, you know, for no reason. Hindi na sila yung basta-basta lang magta-travel. So they have this funding where to alam na nila kung saan nila i-spend yon. And one of this or one of which is of course having their health funding, their life insurances, their HMOs, at kung ano pa yan about health. Diba? So marami dyan yung mga nagnenegosyo ng vitamins, diba? Kung ano-anong vitamins. So patok siya kasi they know or we all know na kailangan talaga alagaan yung sarili natin. Kasi hindi natin alam kinabukasan kung uubuhin ka ba or uubuhin ka. Diba?
So
yun yung number one. People are already looking for what is essential. And one of those would be our product or services.
So ibig sabihin ko, Jeva, nung nangyari yung pandemic, it also opened a lot of doors. Maraming doors na nag-close, but it also opened a lot of opportunities and a lot of doors. Tama ba? Ano ba yung story mo, Coach Ava, before pandemic? What changed? Ano ba yung na-discover mo nung biglang nagka-pandemic where everybody was frozen, di ba? Nag-freeze lahat tayo while you were thriving dun sa na-discover mo. Ano ba ang naging difference nila? Go ahead.
Alright, well, hindi siya instant, no? Pero it was actually like, well, maybe like a miracle din. I was also surprised by the result. So, being parang kumbaga confined ka sa bahay mo, I don't know if this is my baluarte, no? Bilang babae, baluarte mo ba yung bahay? Pero I don't know. I was able to really look for the time to study. Diba? Which I wasn't able to do nung nasa labas. Well, hindi parang, kumbaga kasi sa labas, diba, you have to travel. Kasama yun sa arte mo sa buhay. Yung dapat maganda ka habang bumabiyahe. Di ba yung ganon? But this time, hindi mo kailangan magpaganda habang bumabiyahe. Maganda ka na lagi, tapos mag-aaral ka. Basically, the time management that I was able to a lot for learning. And so nung nag-lockdown, medyo syempre ano din ako, nag-wonder how am I going to continue with the business, 'di ba? Smoothly. So I don't have any ideas yet. Actually, hindi ako fan nang ilalagay ko sa social media yung trabaho ko. Parang ganun. Feeling ko dapat hindi naman ako nagbebenta online. Yan. Parang ayoko naman na parang, sir, gusto niyo po ng insurance? So sa online ko gagawin, no? Parang ayoko nang ganun. I give pride talaga dun sa tinatawag kong trabaho ko. But little did I know, yung buong environment ko na, yung nagtutulak sa akin na, uy, you have to go there. You have to be there. Kasi marunong ka naman mag-post. I don't know. Magaling ka naman gumawa ng poster. Poster pa lang yung coach, ha? Hindi pa talaga marketing, hindi pa talaga ads. But konti lang yung alam ko. But when I tried it, so ibig sabihin nag-aral, sinubukan, 'di ba? Inupuan, tinutukan. Then the result came out. Then yung result kakaiba kasi ang normal ko lang na policy count bilang premier advisor, hello sa aking kumpanya, okay. 'Di ba? Bilang premier advisor is about 2 or 2.5 policy counts per month. But this time around, I could get like 10 to 15 policy counts. Pasensya na kay JK kasi 100 ata per month eh. So
hindi na natutulog si JK, no? Walang tulugan. Yun ang talagang ano. Okay. Living na walang tulugan, no?
Okay. So it's a big breakout for me. Well, pag sinabi mong change, yun talaga kasi ramdam ko yung activities ko before. Like for today, 'di ba? I have a lot of parang Zoom meetings since the morning until the afternoon. Pero may mga singit na client calls doon which never happens before or happened yeah. before. And there are also a lot of... Yeah. Ang dal-dal ko, ako yung kinuha yung guest dito, talagang di tayo matatapos.
Okay, Coach Eva. We're happy. We're really happy. Ano, yeah.
Kasi, ano, coaches, you know, these times are very different. Kasi, correct. Dati, for you to make trabaho, kailangan mong bumiyahe. Tama ba?
Correct.
Ngayon, di ba? I mean... It's very, very, you know, our schedule is very tight, no, Coach Jeff. Minsan yeah. meron tayong trabaho na 9 to 10 straight po yun. Tatlong sessions mm-hmm. yun. And never na nangyari yun before. Dahil before, you have to change venues, tama ba?
Correct,
so
yeah.
that's one of the blessings of this, ano, this situation. So, again, di ba yung kay Coach Eva, it was really something, ano, yun na-discover niya. So, sige, tuloy mo lang, Coach.
Yun, tama si Coach Ron. Basically, it's more of you parang na-discover o na-uncover mo yung amidst the pandemic, yung silver lining ba, di ba? Para sa financial advisor, ha? So, ngayon, we are into digital na talaga. Pumayag na si Insurance Commission that we could do this online, di ba? Yung face-to-face natin, video call. So, talagang kailangan yung social media presence mo malakas na din, okay? But I'm happy that in our class kasi, di ba, lagi ko sinasabi na even if sobrang noob mo, ayan, noob, yung word na noob, newbie or noob mo,
noob
when it
on,
comes
noob.
To marketing, di ba, meaning you have to set up your page, wala kang tinatawag na branding yet. Kung pag hindi ko sinasabing walang dapat branding, ha, wala pang masyadong content, hindi mo alam kung sino yung kukopyahin mo, kung sino yung i-re-share mo, yung permission to post nyo dyan, di ba? It's definitely okay. Kahit na sabihin na natin you only have like less than like 50 followers, 100 followers, you would still be able to get or pull, yung tinatawag natin pull strategy, unlimited quality of leads. Oh. There's a ginagawa natin sa klase natin. Ah. So with that, coach, yun yung nagparami talaga ng tinatawag kong production, di ba? Versus dun sa trabaho ko dati. Kasi I'm already catering to people who are already interested. Yun yung difference.
So lumalabas, Coach Eva, yung if you're going to target the cold leads, since it's unlimited, it's vast, di ba? Sobrang lawak, it's like the universe. Kailangan yung na-attract mo na cold market ay yung mga interested na sa insurance to begin with. Tama ba, Coach Eva?
Dapat. Kasi it else, you're gonna waste money. Oh, kung may pang-waste tayo for that, walang problema. Parang sa advertising yan eh, if you have this budget to spare, kunyari, sample lang ah, for example, 10,000 per month, kung hindi masakit sa'yo yun, kahit hindi siya bumili, di ba? For example,
okay
kahit
lang.
Okay lang. Kung masakit right. sa'yo yun, parang binibilang mo pa rin ako, sa 10,000 na budget ko for marketing, dapat may maklose akong 20. Parang
okay.
Di ba? Parang ganun. So for me, to all of my students, they know, we work around with the cheapest that gets the job done. Yung mga tipong 100 piso lang, meron na silang closing dapat.
Wow, that's amazing.
Diba?
Galing.
So, With the proper system, diba, taken in place, and of course, yung tinatawag na set up in the back end, if everything is already set ng, you know, in sync ba lahat, you know, and their talent or their prowess into what we so call leads to closing, that's very important also. So yun, hindi imposibleng marami kang ma-save lives, diba? Yun.
Kasi Coach Eva, madalas kasi ang ginagawa ng mga financial advisors, when they target the cold market, what they would do is they would send random messages to different people that they don't know, and then they're going to introduce themselves na, "Hi, my name is Brando Braganza from ABC Life. You might be interested when it comes to insurance, investments. Let me share how my company can help you. Let me share financial planning. Magaganon, you can contact me in this, then this, this, this." Ganon. And they send it to different platforms. They send it to Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Yan, very popular yung LinkedIn. They send it to random people that they don't know with a parang cover letter, introducing themselves and that I'm going to offer you insurance. The problem there is you don't know if you're the one that you're sending out, yung mga tina-target mo ay interested na. Whereas yung ginagawa ni Coach Eva, baliktad. Sila ang pumupunta sa iyo to inquire kasi interested na sila sa insurance to begin with. Tama ba, Coach Eva?
Yeah, that's correct. So yung first na binanggit mo, Coach Jeff, is basically what we so call the pull strategy. All of the activities that we do, even, you know, on the first day, when it comes to prospecting and approach, lahat yun pull strategy, diba? Yung tinatawag na mag-send ka ng invite for a webinar, for example, yan. Or mag-send ka ng invite for the survey technique, yan. So all of which are basically initiated by...
Push strategy.
That is basically initiated by the advisor, diba? Siya yung unang gagawa ng action.
Tayo yung nauuna.
Tayo yung liligaw. But this time around, tayo yung magpapaligaw. Okay?
Ang gagawin
natin, parang we just have to have this requirement para maligawan. Diba? Ayun yun. Yeah. Para maligawan. Yung mga style natin. Dapat merong requirement. Diba? Wavy ba yung buhok? Maganda ba yung kilay? Diba? Kalbo ba to? Ganun. So, that's basically the meta that we're trying to do in the Code Leads Generation Blueprint. So, pull strategy siya, sorry. Yung isa is the push strategy. We initiate the action, diba? Yung isa naman is the pull strategy. We let interested clients introduce themselves. Yun. Para hindi ka na mag-run out ng leads ever again. Tinagalog ko na eh, no? But that's basically it. Yeah.
That's amazing. Sige, and, Professor Sai, go ahead.
Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, the thing that I like and I enjoy with the session ni Coach Eva, nagkaroon kasi ng structure eh. Kasi di ba lagi ang problema ng mga kaibigan nating FAs, paano yung leads ko, di ba? But this time, depende na lang on how you will be prepared and how you're going to prepare. Di ba? Parang nangyari nga kay Coach Eva, it's an opportunity meets preparation. Would you agree, Coach Jeff, Coach Ron?
That's correct. That's correct. Sige, go ahead, Coach. Yeah.
Tsaka coaches, you know, what really happens is, tsaka tulad po niyan, no, when we do our push, di ba, push strategies, di ba, you know, most of the time, cold leads people, talagang they would, di ba, scan you, sino ba to, expert ba to, tama ba? And when that happens, di ba, we usually get a no, unless coach, kasi ako, di ba, I'm nag-real estate ako before, eh. So when we approach, ang tawag namin sa cold leads yan, yung mga strangers, di ba? Ito nagbabahay-bahay kami, tama ba? Still introduce yourself. Di ba? So you have to be like properly, you know, you have to look good, you have to smell good, di ba? So tama yung sinabi ni Coach Eva. Meron kasing criteria na, okay, may checklist si client eh. Tama ba? Bago sila mag-approach sa'yo. And most of the time, those people who are, let's say, sabihin na lang natin, Prof, sa mga high net worth clients.
High net worth, okay.
High net worth, they already have their own accountants.
Correct.
They have their own doctors.
Correct.
Tama ba? And for us to be, para mapansin tayo ng mga ganong, di ba, natin sa ganong network, hindi na magiging, hindi siya magiging effective if we just approach them and introduce ourselves as we are just, we are financial advisors. Kasi maraming gagawa nun. Instead, sila, they would want to have control over kung sino ba yung gusto ko financial advisor. Sige, tingnan ko nga. Meron ka ba marirefer? Tama ba? Kaya nga yung referral, it's a very good, ano, it's a very good pipeline. So, yun yung kailangan natin ma-realize, di ba? There's a pipeline. Pwedeng meron kang pipeline for push strategy. Yan yung ikaw yung tatrabaho. Let the referrals come in as well. Pero, syempre, there's another pipeline na unlimited, di ba? Yung pwede maging flow basta tama yung setup mo.
Correct.
Diba?
So very structure in the system and the setup. That's right. That's right.
Good, good, good. Very nice. Very nice. So lumalabas, guys, yung ginagawa natin na approaching the cold leads, na push strategy, your chances of really landing a deal is super slim. You might be wasting a lot of time. Especially if you're going to do this every day, you're going to send out 100 names, di ba? 100 names every day. I got to send out 100 names. Meron akong quota sa 100 names per day. Saan ako maghahanap? Sige, send ka lang ng send. Tingnan mo kung sino magre-reply dyan. Send ka lang ng send. Usually, kasi push strategy. But you have to do something smarter. Ibig sabihin, you're going to save a lot of time. Kasi parang ano lang siya eh. One-time setup lang, tama ba, Coach Eva? One-time setup, tweak along the way, and then you're going to receive messages from the cold market na interested na sa insurance to begin with. So, experience mo dyan, Coach Eva, pag tama yung targeting, ano yung average messages mo per day? Ilan yung natatanggap mong inquiries per day?
Punta tayo dun sa nag-start tayo. When we started, or when I started, I had like 4 leads a day. Okay.
4 leads.
Start talaga. 4 okay. leads a day. Quality dyan probably mga 2.5. Okay? Kung may maklose ka, isa lang. Alright? And then, yung tumagal na yung ads natin or yung advertisement natin, it reaches up to 10 leads a day. Tapos nag-20. Then currently, at this point in time, I have 60 leads a day.
Wow! 60!
60 leads per 60 day!
60 leads a day!
Oh my God!
Wow. Oh no!
Hell ka na ng secretary!
Oh. Fantastic, oh Coach Eva. Fantastic.
Ah, meron na. Nag-hire na ng secretary. So that's about 60 leads per day. Ikaw na actually ang namimili. Kung sino ang gusto mong kliyente. That's amazing.
Pero Coach, I cannot really select eh. Kasi nga, kung heart yung paiiralin mo or trabaho or mission talaga, you're really gonna parang sweep everything eh. Parang tingnan mo kung
that's
ano
amazing.
Talaga. Then, if siguro pag may nagtanong, if ever may nagtatanong dito, no, ano yung day mo, ano yung itsura ng day mo, ilan yung nakaklose mo sa isang araw or ilan yung target mo per day. So yung sa 60 na yun, nasasagot mo ba siya lahat? Well, maybe yes because I have my assistant already. So from the morning until the night, ako ang sagot ko lang siguro kapag talagang inupuan ko siya is from 1 p.m. So regular lang ako advisor guys ha, 1 p.m. to 8 or 9 p.m. But in those times, meron akong target na apat na KYC. So dun sa mga financial advisor, it's your more of like your TA / your know your client. Yung ina-assess mo na yung client mo. So KYC, sa apat na yun, sa apat na yun, I could probably close minimum of dalawa. No, dalawang tao. Yan, dalawang tao. So kanina, like today, I was able to close dalawa. Yan. So ganun lagi, no, every single day.
Galing ha. Congratulations, Coach Eva.
Fantastic. Kaya lumalabas, Coach Eva, yung mga students mo, especially the ones na kinukulit ka lagi, na tulungan mo ako dito, tama ba yung targeting ko, etc. They're now averaging about 50 lives per quarter. 50 case counts per quarter, no? So mag-average ka talaga ng anywhere between 10 to 15 deals per month. Wow, that's super amazing. Sila na ngayon yung nag-a-attract. Syempre, merong marketing cost dyan. But versus doon sa ginagawa mo before na ikaw lumalabas, namamasahe ka, mas naging magastos ba yung tapping the cold leads or mas naging mura pa? What's your experience there compared doon sa face-to-face selling?
Okay. Ako, Coach Jeff, I could still remember the time that I have to ask for pamasahe. You know, like ask my unit manager right now, hello, Jano, kung nanonood ka, for a fare para lang maitawid ko yung client meeting ko every single day, kung meron man, you know, yung hindi makakancel. So, very important sa akin.
Nautangan ba kita dati?
Wait!
Pareho tayo dati.
Sobra, like I really have to parang look into the accounts kasi syempre nag-transition ako from Singapore to here, diba? And I did it full time. So syempre yung transition na yun, hindi yun madali. So going back to your question, mura. Mura sa mura because I'm only spending 700 per week.
Wow.
Diba? For an ad, 'di ba? Nasa
wow. Parang ano lang yun, Coach Ava, coffee lang sa Starbucks yun.
Yeah.
But, oh. Well, you could already take into account the internet. O sabi mo na, sige, yung internet mo is 2,000 pesos in a month. Diba? In a month. So,
in a month pa yun. Oh.
Diba? Pero the rest of your, ano ba, the rest of your activities na merong expenses, telepono, diba? Halimbawa, wala na yan eh. Kasi pwede ka na makipag-usap dito na lang din, diba? Sa Facebook or Messenger. Correct. Or, you know, video call. So, maraming less expense na hindi na dapat, I mean, yung maraming expenses yung tinanggal kasi hindi na sila kailangan. So, wala na rin yung fare, di ba? Wala na rin yung pag-grab. Yung grab ko dati, yung 700 na ginagastos ko for advertisement ngayon, isang advertisement, is probably one grab lang yun. Diba? Kasi I'm living in the South eh. So kung mag-client ako sa Quezon City, kailangan maganda ka, kailangan fresh ka. So syempre, grab yun, no? So with that, yung 1.5 in a day, wala. Hindi pa ako kumain nun, coach. Diba? Hindi pa ako kumain nun, diba? So wala akong car. Wala akong car, but I take grab, P2P, yung mga ganyan. Pero syempre, lahat bit-bit ko. Lahat bit-bit ko pa. Effort ko yan. Yung iPad, diba? Yung mga presentation materials, if meron. Yung makeup mo, yung toothbrush mo, diba? Lahat yan, dala-dala mo kasi wala akong car. Diba? So with that, yung ease of life, hindi ko nagagawa. Well, personally, hindi ko nagagawa sa labas before. And so, kumbaga, para sa isang babaeng gusto mo laging presentable ka, medyo challenging yon. Talagang kailangan bit-bitin mo everything. Diba? Parang ganun. So, mahal yon, mahal. Kasi syempre, mahal magpaganda. Mahal maging maganda. Mahal manatiling maganda at fresh. Parang ganun. So, mura, coach. Mura. 700 isang ad every week. So, siguro sabihin mo nang you'd spend 3,000. Pero you will close 10, di ba? 10 to 15 kapag masipag ka talaga. So, sulit yan, coach. Di ba? 10 policy count to 15 policy count for 700.
Kahit magdagdag ka pa ng assistant, kasi ang habol mo din doon is yung, di ba? You have to be efficient. You have more time, especially if you have a kid. Tama ba? At least hawak mo na ngayon. You're very resourceful. And ako, what's really amazing para sa akin, no, doon sa Cold Leads, yung approach na ginagawa na ng ABC is that in reality, we are converting a cold lead to be a warm lead muna. Tama ba?
Yes.
Kasi there's no such thing as closing a cold lead. A cold lead is like, parang malamig ako sa iyo. Di ba? Pag malamig ang kliyente sa iyo, hindi mo makuklose yan. So the strategy really is you want to lure them in, want to attract them, gain their trust, and make them warm. Diba? Once they're warm, then you're set. Kasi number one, sila ang pumasok sa tindahan mo. Tama ba, coach? Right. No?
Tama.
And kailangan, pag sinet up mo yung tindahan mo, lagi kang bukas. Diba? Kasi pag minsan ka lang bukas, guess what? Para, just imagine, napunta ka sa isang kanto, tapos meron tindahan na bagong bukas. Madalas sarado siya. Minsan bukas. Guess what? Hindi magiging top of mind ka ba? Definitely not, right? So very, very important talaga. When you set this up, it has to be consistent with consistency para merong momentum. Tama ba na, coach?
Tama, coach. So parang lugaw yan, lugawan. Dapat lang yung bukas dun sa same spot na yon, kasi dun sila babalik at babalik. Parang ganun. So, well, tama. It's more of a system talaga that we have actually set in place when it comes to tapping the cold market. The cold market, ginagawa mo siyang warm. Yung warm, nagiging hot pa minsan. Kasi currently, sa lahat ng kliyente ko, it's actually a family who has taken or have parang applied for an insurance for each of the family members, which never happened to me nung nasa labas ako. Parang ganun.
Galing, wow. Galing, Coach Eva.
Diba, yung na-close mo nung nakaraang buwan, diba, in-endorse niya na yung nanay niya or yung kapatid niya.
Right. So,
galing.
Know, coaches, if nice. You're really smart enough, you can maximize your cold lead. Bakit? Kasi just imagine if you're, let's say, closing, 15 policies a month. Pero, dun sa 15 na yon, ilang referrals yung may bibigay nun? Diba?
Yes.
Diba, let's say, sabihin na natin kahit 5 each. Diba, mahina na yon, conservative na yon. I mean, this really could help you do your pipeline for your clients.
That's right. And a lot of people, since nasanay na yung mga tao sa ganitong klaseng, di ba, this is already the new normal, I don't think we are going to ever go back to the way it was before. right?
Right.
A lot of businesses have shifted already online. A lot of techniques, strategies have already shifted online. So it's high time for you guys to learn this type of strategy. So yung old school way of you pushing, you know, the push strategy in reaching out to the cold market, very slim lang talaga mao close natin dyan. And you're going to exert a lot of effort kasi hindi mo alam sino eh. So it's like, you know, it's like parang nag-water ng garden, di ba, na meron kang hose.
Anything
hindi
goes.
Mo alam kung sino yun. Oh, anything goes. Hindi
anything
mo
alam
kung sino tatamaan. Pero dun sa technique na ginagawa ni Coach Eva, when she first tried it out at na-tweak niya along the way, basta tama ang targeting, tama yung positioning, tama yung ano, yung ginagawa mo, and the way that you reply, no, dun sa ano, sa mga nag-i-inquire sa'yo, you would be able to close them. Yun ang maganda dun sa class din ni Coach Eva. Kasi, tutorial session.
Siguro ito yung mga FAQs ng Code Leads eh. Ba't naman sila magjo-join dyan, Coach? Bakit pa? Ang dami ng estudyante. Ilan na yung batch natin? We have like 16 batches already. Over 800 or about 900 students na. Hindi siya ganun like massive. Pero
pag wow.
Isang 1,000 estudyante gumagawa niyan, eh bakit pa kita gagayahin? Or ba't ko pa yan gagawin? Di ba? So, baka naman maubos na yung tao sa Facebook. Ang dami na palang nag-advertisement. Yan, mga ganun. Yun yung mga tanong ng mga, well, typical advisors na iniisip kung bakit nila gagawin pa ito. Okay? So, as for me, hindi mauubos.
Ako yung isa lang ang sagot ko dyan. Coach Eva.
Yes, Coach.
Ang sagot ko dyan, pag pwede ka magtanong ng gano'n pag meron kang nakakausap na 10 tao everyday. Pero unless you don't have anything, right? You don't have anyone.
Wala ka na nga makausap.
Wala ka na nga makausap. Magdinega ka pa.
Magdadahilan ka pa, no? Oo, nagdadahilan.
Why not try first?
That's right.
If it works
so,
for...
Gawin muna bago magdahilan. Diba?
Lumalabas, guys. It's actually not true na the market will run out. It will never run out. Right? Yung one of yung mga institution na dito sa Pilipinas, yeah. Bago pa lang nagkaroon ng Independence Day sa Pilipinas, di ba? Nandito na yung kumpanya na yan.
Na.
And until now, di ba? Yeah. They haven't really, you know, maximized the entire population ng Pilipinas. Ano yung penetration rate ng insurance dito sa Philippines? 3%? 6%?
Wala pang 10%. Wala pang 10%, Coach Chef. Di ba?
The market will never run out. And at the same time, merong laging pinapanganak, meron laging nag-gumagraduate, meron laging napopromote, meron laging nagkakaroon ng bagong trabaho, maraming nangyayari. Merong mag-atama, di ba? So the market will never run out.
Yeah.
And we cannot do this alone. That's the reason why si Coach Eva, in-open up niya yung skills niya. Sino man ang gusto matuto, sige, turuan ko kayo. And it worked wonders for them as long as you're willing to learn. Go ahead, Coach Ron, you were saying something.
Yeah. Okay, that's a fantastic point. And one of the things that we have to realize kasi is that diba, tinuturo natin to sa MCB, people love to buy
that's
and
right.
They don't want to be sold to. Diba? Mas gusto nila nang sila ang bumibili kaysa yung sila yung binibentahan. Kaya nga most of us, diba, we get a no right away pag nagpo-push strategy tayo. Eh. Pero ang kagandahan na when you do the cold leads, there's seldom rejections. Kasi number one, sila na ngayon nag-inquire. Eh. Tama ba? So that's the beauty of that. You already have controlled environment.
Tama. And at the same time, Coach Ron, Professor Sai, if you're receiving 40 to 60 leads per day, hindi mo na mapapansin yung rejection.
Oo.
Oo naman.
Hindi mo na mapapansin kasi may mga interested eh. Right? Oh my gosh. That's super amazing.
Well, yung iba kasi dito, seasoned advisor na rin talaga who were able to just, kumbaga, ma-sync ba yung present na natutunan nila from the code leads dun sa mga alam na nila before from the previous trainings na natutunan pa nila, you know, or napag-aralan nila. Eh, parang connecting everything, you know. Parang nag-sync lang, di ba? Ayan, so they're getting unlimited leads every day with their prowess in closing and the guidance.
Ano, Coach, ito yung mga tipong advisors na leads na lang talaga ang kailangan.
Yeah. Magaling na talaga sila mag-close, no?
Correct. Magaling na makipag-usap. Following the leads to closing flow natin. Kasi very important eh. Kasi with the code leads na makukuha natin online, we cannot just close them na parang ganito. Naging interesado na, di ba? Nag-message sa'yo. Parang, Prof. Sai, you have a plan for critical illness. Di ba? Parang ganun. I'm interested about this plan. Ah, sige ma'am, since interesado ka, anong mobile number mo? Ink. So, dun palang aus na tayo. Yeah. So that's what we're trying to learn.
Okay, kaya Coach Ava, yung tipong rookie mistake ng minsan na financial advisor. Ah, okay, so interesado pala kayo sa plan. Pero ano, ma'am, magkailangan muna kasi natin mag-financial planning. Okay lang po.
Correct, yan.
Yeah, okay, wala na kagad yun.
Kasi parang ang main natin na objective is for them to just like what you have offered. Diba? Saan ka nakakita sa Shopee na bibili halimbawa ng Coach, bigyan mo ako ng latest na binili mo sa online. Anything na nagustuhan. Ah, kunyari, sa kotse. Diba? Yung mga mug wheels yun dyan, mga ganun. Have you ever, yung kay Coach Ron kasi tatawagan mo talaga yan eh. Pero yung online selling talaga, halimbawa, may bibilin ka online, seldom or never nangyari na tinawagan ng seller yung buyer. Na parang, ma'am, interesado ka dito, bilhin mo na po. Ito po siya, may pula, may itim, may size 11, may size 12. Walang ganun eh, di ba? Yeah, most of the time, the transaction is actually happening sa chat muna. Okay? Kasi bukas siyang transactional. Eh, parang gusto kong i-add to cart tong critical illness plan na to. Parang ganun. And that's the feeling that we wanted to leave the clients, kumbaga yung feeling nila or yung nasa head nila na bibili lang naman ako eh, gusto ko lang naman magtanong eh. So, ang role ng isang advisor na nag-handle ng code leads, di ba, nag-i-inquire sa kanila, is just to answer professionally, di ba? Pero parang feeling consultant ka. Pero syempre, learning on how to transition them, di ba? Dun sa totoong proseso ng closing, dun po natin magagawa yung deal, di ba? Yung deal or yung closing talaga in the end. So, yun po. Some of our students hindi pa gusto magpakilala talaga. No? Hindi ko alam kung bakit nahihiya sila. So, minsan na yan, naka-hide sila sa ganyan. So, naka-close siya ng first application niya. Ilang days? Batch 11? Ilang araw lang? Kasi January 14, no? Di ba? March 1 niya to pinost sa akin. So, ilang weeks? Normally, ang threshold natin dyan is 3 weeks. Kung talagang tama lahat. So, 3 weeks kapag tama lahat, possible may closing ka. And this one from batch 14, ayan, tatlo, di ba? Tatlo yung na-close niya. So, I guess this is from the Red Company. Tatlo yung na-close niya. That's amazing kasi Feb 27 and then this is taken like March lang. So, mabilis yung turnaround doon mga latest batch. Siguro dahil na din sa support group na nakikita nila, di ba, online. I mean, the support group kasi is very vibrant. So, minsan sila na yung sumasagot ng sarili nilang tanong. With the proper, of course, coordination with me, I mean, well, with the coaches as well, exchanges of messages, naayos natin yung mali. Kasi once I see their messages, alam ko na din kahit papano kung ano yung itatama eh, di ba? Parang ano yung, uy, parang medyo naging aggressive tayo in asking for their details na hindi naman dapat. Parang hindi mo muna nabigay yung gusto ng client. Yan, mga ganun. So, yan yung mga consultation nila. So, naka-close naman na siya, dalawa. Then, some of them, ayan, ginagamit nila sa other businesses nila. O, di ba, sulit na sulit yung klase, no? For,
walang tapon, Coach. Ano, Coach Ava, no?
1.5.
pati mga unit managers ginagamit for recruitment. No?
For recruitment, yes. I think we have a few here. So yung webinar natin or yung masterclass natin is really designed for financial consultants. Kung paano mo talaga isa-sa. Parang copy-paste ba? You know, really copy-paste. Okay? So even I, as a coach, natututunan ko rin unti-unti, no? Yung parang ano yung kailangan na improvement ng estudyante. Kasi I'm doing it myself. So nung nailathala.
Yun, no? Diba? Nailathala, ah.
Nailadhala na natin yung ano, yung leads to closing flow. Doon ko na naintindihan or mas talaga na ituro sa kanila na whenever a person asks you about this product, all you have to do is to send them this, the summary of what they have what they are inquiring about. And you don't have to ask them for their phone numbers, if is smoker ba sila or hindi. Hindi pa time for that, parang ganoon. So yan, ito nakaka-close din to na annual, nakakatuwa. So ayan, I think dalawa na yung na-close din na annual. Ako hindi pa ako nakapagpa-annual, puro quarterly, pero yung mga estudyante ko kakaiba. So ayan, 30 leads a day. we'll show the QR code or the link for the registration if you would want to learn the pool strategy and never run out of quality leads ever again.
Perfect. So
via Zoom with the fantastic coaches, Coach Ron and Coach Jeff.
Right,
and
right, right. So, hanapin nyo lang po yung poster sa Always Be Closing Academy page. Nandun po yung registration link on how you guys can enroll for the upcoming masterclass. Limited lang po yung virtual seats ni Coach Ava for that class. So please get your reserved seats early. Meron na po siyang kasamang ebook para guided ka and post-training support. Makakasama ka doon sa pinakita ni Coach Ava na FB group na you can still ask questions, tweak the strategy until you can formulate at maging fantastic yung leads generation mo. Yan, fantastic. And we've actually nag-overtime na tayo. This is one of the very few moments na nag-over. And syempre, we are always here for you guys. Thank you, Coach Ava, for being here.
Thank you, Coach Ava.
And that is it for today's episode. If you think we were able to add value to you guys, then spread the word to your friends and to your teammates. You can also follow Always Be Closing Academy on all social media platforms. Feel free to message us for any questions or if you feel that you would like to enroll in any of our value-adding programs. We'll see you guys again next week. Tune in next time only here at the Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. My name is Coach Jeff Luspo.
And this is Coach Ron C.
Of course, along with Professor Sai.
And remember,
always be closing!